What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't gotta do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not gonna get no interview. I know. I'm good. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you better run. Yeah, it's an earthquake.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Wednesday. Or, as they call it, National Hot Dog Day. It feels like...
haven't we had this already?
Feels like it comes around too often.
Is that just me getting old and it's like I don't remember that it was a year ago? But I feel like we've had it recently.
Possible. Well, the thing is that there's July 4th, and we talk about hot dogs.
Correct, obviously.
Then. And maybe on National Hamburger Day, we... talk about hot dogs.
Just slip in a hot dog just in case.
Whatever. So it's possible.
We're grilling. We might as well.
It's possible we've done this show for 37 years now, and we have National Hot Dog Day every year. But I think it's important on National Hot Dog Day to confront Big Hot Dog and the lies that they tell about hot dogs. Every year, I make a point of doing this. According to the National Hot Dog People, whatever their official name is, the National Council of Hot Dog Preservation, whatever it is, the average person, do you know this number? What they say the average person eats a year?
You asked me this.
Of course I have. The whole topic, it's just like a hot dog. It keeps coming up again.
Okay, I think we just, like, it's around 40, right?
70.
70.
They estimate that the average American eats 70
hot dogs. Do we know serving size?
It comes as its own serving size. They're individually wrapped,
but
as
like,
it were.
If I get a Dodger dog, is that two dogs or is that one dog?
It's one dog. It's a dog. It's a dog. You get a 1 pound dog, a 1/2 pound dog, a Costco dog. It's a dog.
They're all one dog.
They're all one dog, and they say we eat 70, which is ridiculous. Even if you are a hot dog eater, and I'd say a good half the Americans out there rarely eat hot dogs. They just don't eat hot dogs.
Yeah, no, I think
they prefer hamburgers, or they think they're unhealthy, and they just think they're grotesque, or they
like meat eaters think hot dogs are gross.
Yeah, so they're at least half the Americans. This is according to the truth teller.
Of course,
I'm making these numbers up on the fly.
Half of Americans
don't eat any hot dogs. That means that to get the average, I think this is right. If the average that they say is 70, that means for all those people who are eating no hot dogs, that means the rest of y'all have to eat 140 a year.
It's a lot of dogs.
If you just ate 70 a year, that comes out to 1.27 hot dogs a week. Did you have a hot dog this week, Jeffrey?
I did not.
No. Do you have one last week? You might have.
Was last week the 4th? The last time I had a hot dog was the 4th.
You had one on the 4th?
I did have one on the 4th.
How many hot dogs did you think you're going to eat this month, the month of July?
I think I'd probably eat about 10 dogs a year.
Yeah, this is preposterous. And you're not, with all due respect, the healthiest dude in the world.
No, absolutely not.
It's preposterous. I have gotten to the point where I eat more because I'll eat the Costco dog. I mean, I usually get the pizza because it's better. But I'll eat the hot Costco dog a few times a year. And
if we're being real, what would I have at Costco?
And if I'm at a ballpark, I'll eat one. But I don't go to the ballpark much these days. You know, they serve them sometimes at FedEx Forum in the media thing. If there's nothing else good, you can grab a hot dog. But if I eat 20 a year, that's... And I'm not at all the picture of good health. I don't believe anyone out there... here, 445-0929, just in case.
All right, dad weighs in, but my dad...
Is there anyone out there
my dad's
who eats
cheating.
You 200 hot dogs a year.
My dad says hot dogs are fantastic. I definitely eat 150 a year, but it's important to note this. He coaches travel baseball.
Yeah.
And he's at ballparks all the time.
He lives at ballparks.
Correct.
And it is a convenient food.
Right,
whatever.
Exactly.
Okay, it's fine. He's at 150, so he takes care of one person. He who lives at a ballpark takes care of one person who doesn't eat any dogs. This number is a lie. And I think in this moment of standing up for truth, justice, and the American way of transparency, we have to call it out for the lie that it is.
And we want to be clear, we're not anti-hot dog.
I like a hot
dog.
We're
anti-messaging.
I'm anti...
I'm anti-lying
about hot dogs. Let's admit, like, if anything, hot dogs probably need a boost, you know?
Well, I think that's what this is.
Yeah, so it's hot dogs are, you know, it's like Charles gets on here every week, it feels like, and talks about how people aren't having enough babies, right? Like, because he wants more babies. That's fine. I think we should make the point that people aren't eating enough hot dogs because they're certainly not eating 70 a year.
That seems very high.
Joey Chestnut is eating 70 a year or an hour, but that is about it.
Well, we also don't know how to count. Do vegan dogs count as one dog?
Yes. No.
We need to figure out a ratio.
No. I looked at this in the National Hot Dog Council's list of hot dog facts. The first fact is a hot dog is not a sandwich. And then that's literally, they list that as a fact.
Oh, we're doing that again?
And then one of the facts is, no, we're not going to do that. We're also not going to do the Mount Rushmore of hot dogs. The other fact that they have is that it has to contain meat.
Okay. I think that's fair.
Poultry, beef. Yeah. It's got to have meat. Otherwise, it's not a hot dog.
They're fine with turkey dogs or chicken dogs.
Let me ask you this. Is a zucchini a hot dog?
No.
It's shaped kind of like a hot dog.
No.
Is a cucumber a hot dog? It's shaped kind of like a hot dog. If it's vegetable, it's not a hot dog.
I agree.
It's a cucumber is what it is. It's not a hot dog. And so anyway, happy hot dog day. I did read, I wouldn't know. What's this? Freddy's? Is that the name of the place?
The fast food.
They supposedly have a good hot dog. I did see that Elwood Shack has a lot of hot dogs. Read a piece on that recently that Elwood Shack has a lot of hot dogs, a vast array of hot dogs. And so that's where you go for a hot dog. But I wouldn't really, other than a ballpark, wouldn't really know where to go for a hot dog. Costco. Costco's the place to go for a hot dog. Do they have a similar deal at Walmart, at Sam's Club? Do they do the food thing at Sam's
Club? They do the food thing. I don't know if they have a dog. I don't really go up, because that line's always super long. I don't even bother with it.
All right, anyway, enough of that. But I will not let this lie stand. And so so there you go. Today on the radio show. We've got a very busy day on the radio show. John Martin is going to be on. And did you see John Martin? He graded the Memphis Tiger basketball offseason.
I did.
As did Rob Doster. And Rob Doster gave it a D for dog.
Mm.
For D. A D. John gave it the offseason a C. Now, let's be honest. Grading is so... It used to be that we knew what a C meant and we knew what a B went.
Correct.
And whatever else. I consider a C to be a bad grade.
Yeah, but you're a grade inflation guy.
I'm also a, let's be honest, I was a pretty, if I considered, when I was in school,
mm-hmm.
I considered Bs to be grade, not because I was a grade inflation guy. Because I was wanting...
Striving for excellence.
I was an A guy. Mm-hmm. I was like, I need to get A's. If I didn't get an A, I was probably worthless as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
The way that we and my family with 9 kids tried to distinguish ourselves and prove that we had some worth was to...
Having better grades
was
than
to
you.
Overachieve. Yeah, and maybe this gnawing sense of inferiority and inadequacy, I could paper it over by getting A's. Right? I mean, I don't want to turn this into a therapy session, but let's be honest. So I considered a B a bad grade, and a C was certainly a bad grade. So I don't think a C, if you said someone had a C summer, I don't think that's, they had a perfectly good, solid summer. I think that suggests they had an unsuccessful summer.
To me, a C, when I think C, I think you showed up, You did not do a good job.
To me, it's like that's fine. That's bare minimum, right?
Correct.
It's not to me. A B is a good, solid, middle of the road job,
yep.
Right? So a C means you didn't really get done what you should have gotten done. That's what if we're going by grading scale, that's what it is. So D, mind you, D is like anyone's standard. D is for disaster, and then there's the E is an exist, or does this just go straight from D to F?
I've never had to.
I don't think people have E's.
The only thing
weird.
I've ever seen
the
E is
overlooked.
Conduct.
The E's overlooked, yeah. You go right from A, B, C, D, and then F. So I'm going to have John explain his grade. And then I think we should get him to grade some other things if he's so big on grading, you know. All right, well, what could we get him to grade? We could get him to grade his show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say a little self-analysis. Turn the mirror on yourself.
Absolutely.
A little bit. If you're going to be grading, let's grade your show. If you want me to have John grade anything else, just go ahead and submit it. How about his physical condition these days?
That's true.
I'm going to have him grade his physical condition.
We just want him to be honest.
We could have him grade Alex Sarr's performance last night.
Keep shooting, buddy.
We could have him grade the All-Star game. What would you give the All-Star game last night?
I thought the All-Star game was a solid B.
I thought it was a B.
Yeah. It was fun. It had moments like where
it had Paul Skeens, yes. Right? Like throwing 100 and he didn't strike anyone out, but still.
I mean, they had very weak. They were doing the thing where they were trying to not like
right.
Just put the ball in play, but those were very weak swings.
And because Soto walked, you got Skeens versus Judge,
which
everyone
was awesome.
Wanted. Now it would have been better if it ended in a strikeout or a home run or something, right? But still.
There was a buzz, too. Like, when he came to the mound, you could kind of feel it.
Like that. You had Skeens to begin with, and then you had Skeens versus Judge, and then you had...
The Shohei bomb. Which was...
Right? So, like, yeah, it's all pretty good.
Incredible.
That's a pretty good All-Star game. And we all acknowledge All-Star games are inferior, watered down, not what they once were, and all of that. But... I thought it was a solid B.
And this is the best of the All-Star games.
Clearly the best of the All-Star games, and it was a pretty good version of the best of the All-Star games. Maybe we should get a B+.
Should we give it a
B+?
It was solid B because the middle kind of lulled. That middle stretch was kind of meh.
Okay, let me ask you this. Because when I heard the excuse, I immediately thought of you.
Okay.
Because yesterday we talked about that lamentable national anthem.
Yes.
During the home run contest, before the home run contest, by Ingrid Andress. And we even played it. And everyone had a good chuckle over it because it was dreadful. And we tried to explain what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the day, she posted that she was drunk and she's going to rehab. And me, being a person of deep empathy, immediately thought, oh, well, that's a very public rock bottom. I hope she gets the help she needs. And, you know, good for her to for being honest about it. And struggles with alcohol are difficult. And God bless you, Ingrid Andress. And then I thought of you, and I don't mean to put you in a pigeonhole, you, but I tend to think you're cynical about the old "I'm going to rehab" excuse.
Yeah, but here was the difference. Normally, the publicist releases it.
Uh-huh.
Like, she went out and she said it herself. Like, I mean, whatever. She put it on Instagram or whatever herself. But normally, it comes out. It's through the old.
So you weren't cynical about it. You
no,
think?
I actually no. I believe that because it also got me thinking about, like, as it was happening, the people, remember, like, when they would cut to the reactions of the players, like, it started like, oh, could they maybe tell?
Here's the thing. Others have raised the point. Lots of performers perform while drunk.
Yes.
Right? So is it really an explanation? I think one reason, it's funny, because your explanation yesterday, which was, it had to do with the anthem and the feedback and whatever.
The monitors in her ears.
I think it's a very different enterprise. Again, this is not unlike the hot dog thing, I'm not speaking from personal experience. It's a very different enterprise, though, it strikes me, to sing a song you've sung a million times that is your greatest hit when you're on stage when you're drunk than it is to sing the national anthem.
For sure.
Legendarily hard song to sing with headphones on in a difficult setting
acapella
where you've never
too.
Done this before, a cappella, when you're drunk.
Yes.
In other words, it could be a little, as you would say, little column A, little column B.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
Yes, totally.
She could have sung, what's her hit? What's her hit is, she has a drinking,
wishful drinking.
She could have sung wishful
drinking.
Which might
have been a tell.
She could have sung that if she was drunk, I suspect, and managed her way through it.
Correct. Or you can always do like what all great showmen and show women do. You sing like one line,
and then you hold the microphone out
and let everybody else sing
exactly.
It for you.
Yes. So I'd like you to grade her anthem. Not her anthem. We did it. Grade the yesterday's coming clean about the anthem. What do you get that effort?
I gave it a B because like it's acknowledging there's some vulnerability there, which
it was a little flip at the end. It was a little bit. I hear it's great fun or something.
Yeah,
like that. There was a little flip,
but a little flippant. It also felt very convenient.
It is convenient. I think the question is I was drunk. Is that an excuse? Normally, that's not really a great excuse.
Right. No,
you got yourself drunk.
Because you're...
I was drunk. I acted like a jackass. I fondled someone. I drove...
Correct. That doesn't excuse
me. I was drunk is not an excuse. It may be an explanation, but it's not an actual excuse.
Right. I still can't believe that they let her go and perform. But then again,
once she was,
what is there, a backup anthem singer? Is there someone in the bullpen?
I don't know.
Like it might just be one of those situations. Like I can't believe her management team let her go and sing.
John Martin, we're making our way by previewing the show. We are making our way through the show somehow. Maybe I'm going to have to give myself a C for this effort. But anyway, we got John Martin first. Then we got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. Talk to him about the Grizzlies, the NBA, et cetera. And then we got Sam Hardiman. Sam Hardiman had the depressing, remarkable, however you want to describe it, story that the city of Memphis was scammed out of $774,000. It's just on top of the news that the second in command in the police department lives in Atlanta.
Former.
And now you have, there's something called Zellner, and a construction company or something, and someone in finance said, oh, we got this bill from Zellner, $774,000. I guess we'll pay it. And they paid it, and the money went out the door, and there's no way of getting the money back.
Bye-bye.
And it's been chalked up as, oh, well, easy come, easy go.
What are you going to do? My bad.
I don't know how much you paid in taxes, but if you added my taxes and your taxes and everyone's taxes here and a whole lot of other people's taxes, we might ultimately get to that $774,000 that they just freaking wasted. Well, this was, by the way, this was not the current administration.
Yep.
This was the previous administration. Just went flying out the door because it wasn't the Nigerian prince, but it was the equivalent.
Well, it could have also been the Graceland scammer.
Oh, there was that scammer,
we had that scam, too. That obviously didn't go for public money, but that they were trying to...
Okay, you know, did you hear what the explanation / excuse
yes.
was?
So it was COVID, because COVID restrictions...
I think they should have gone with I was drunk.
Yes.
But they didn't go with we were drunk. They went with, hey, this was during COVID, and times were looser then.
Yeah, basically they're like, well, it was easier to send a wire transfer then. It's like, that doesn't fly. Because the good news is, though, Jeff, you know, we're just swimming in cash. You know, we got plenty of
crazy.
It, you know.
We just literally had to raise our taxes because we don't have enough money, and they're sending money out to the scammers. Have you ever been scammed? Have you ever been successfully scammed? I've told you before, I was once scammed on the streets of New York in the shell game, and I should have been drunk at the time, but I literally knew. I knew where that little ball was under the shell.
Yeah.
And
they ran the two-man.
God, what an idiot. What an idiot I was. I'm like, oh, I see it. It's there. No, it's there. And the guy comes up, and he puts 20 down, and he says, it's under this one. And I'm like, that guy's an idiot. It's not under that one. And I'm like, and as soon as he picked it up, I'm like, no, it's under that one. And then the person who's running the scam says, oh, you think you know? Since we're down to two, that'll be $40.
I've made dumb bets. But, like, I've never had, like, my identity stolen because of phishing and whatnot. I made dumb purchases, obviously. The closest thing to a scam was I once interviewed, like, right out of college, there was this, I went and interviewed it like this. They tried to sell it as, like, a sales job. And the company, like, I remember walking into the building and going, this feels.
You were interviewing for a weird job that wasn't a...
Yeah, and sure enough, like a month and a half later, I looked up and the company was like raided. Like they were clearly a fraud.
Huh. Okay. So we got Sam Hardiman after that. It's John Martin. Then it's Chris Harrison.
I have not wire transferred my yearly income.
And then it is Sam
to
Hardiman.
Someone.
That was just extraordinary. All right. In the world of sports, we do have Grizz versus Magic tonight. The Clash of the Titans, two undefeated teams in Las Vegas Summer League, Jeffrey. And I was driving in, and John tells me the line has moved from, 2.5 to 4.5, something like that. And and the Grizzlies are favored.
Yes. It's now, I see 3.5.
Okay. But it has moved, right?
Yes. I mean, it could have moved to 4 or 4.5, but it's back to 3.5.
Do we think that they're pricing in? Because here's the thing. Cam Spencer's not going to play, I think, right? And Jake LaRavia, we think, is not going to play. So, and that's a decent team over on the other side. They got DeSilva, right? They got Anthony Black. Who else they got? Jet. And they're undefeated. Is it pricing in that Zach Edey's going to play?
I believe so.
I think so.
And it makes sense because to me it's like if they were shutting
him down. If they were shutting him down, they would have said, well, he's not going to play. He's done
correct.
For the rest of the. And so he is, barring some catastrophe or some setback, I guess we'll call it. It's not catastrophe level. Barring some setback or surprise, he will play one of these games. And it makes sense. It makes perfect sense that it would be tonight.
Yes. And thank God.
So thank God for that. We're going to see Zach Edey. That's what we believe.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think we'll see Zach.
Maybe though, this could also be some like wishful thinking because you asked me afterwards, after we got the Jason Marsh. You know, nobody wants to play more than him, and I was like, I don't like that. But I still gut said he would play again. Maybe I'm kind of like wishing that into existence.
And then we got football news, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to follow the goings-on down at SEC Media Days. News yesterday was Kirby Smart is now fining players for reckless...
No. The collective.
The collective is fining players, which is really a new development.
Honestly, it was one
it
of
was
those things...
So that, casually said, right?
It was one of those things I was like, can they do that? But I guess at a certain point, it's like... Yeah,
they can do whatever the hell they want. Are there any regulations what they can or can't do?
I mean, the NCAA would say that there is, but they know they're not enforceable.
There's also no labor regulations because it's not
right.
It's certainly not collectively bargained. That's the kind of thing that if they were employees and you had a collective bargaining agreement and stuff, that would be covered. Just that it is covered. There is a limit in pro sports to how much you can fine. Here it's willy nilly, which Kirby Smart can say.
I can pay you whatever I want. I can fine you whatever.
Yeah, and can call the collective and say, "Yo, dude's driving recklessly," you know. Now, what's interesting is, you know, he talked about this extensively, and he said, listen, I don't know of any other program that's suspended people for traffic violations. We have. I don't know any of the, and talked about it as if it was they've done everything they could possibly do.
His hands are tied.
My position on this, and maybe it's naive, my position is, if they really wanted to put a stop to this, not completely, because you can have a knucklehead on a team or an irrational person on a team or whatever else.
I don't think it's a fair request to sit there and say you have to get rid of it completely. Like that's no, I don't know if that's
but
a fair
I think you can,
standard.
If you were really severe, in other words, we talk about in the world of just crime, we talk about, well, you know what? Punishment is going to be a deterrence. But here's the problem in the world of crime in the real world. There's a delay.
Yep.
There's the whole legal system, you know, whatever. For good reason, there's a legal process. It's going to be 2 years before you're freaking sentenced. It's going to be, and then what's the sentence going to be and whatever else. In the Kirby Smart world, there doesn't have to be any of that. You get, the punishment can be instant and it can be as severe as you want, right? There's no constitutional constraints on whether they suspend him, don't suspend him, whether they, you know, whatever they make him run, get whatever they do. And so I think that Kirby Smart, if he really wanted to essentially take care of this problem within his program, he could by having punishments that are quick enough and severe enough so that people would just say, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. Like if you knew that if you were going more than 10 miles over the speed limit, you're going to miss two games, just for example, right? And if you saw it happen to two teammates, just for example, don't you think it would put an end to it?
Man, I don't know, because I'm not sure they think like that.
If you literally saw it happening repeatedly to your teammates, you don't think so. You don't think there's any way to stop it.
I'm not saying that there's not ways to stop it, but like I think like it would literally have to be like, I think we're talking way more severe. Like you lose all your NIL, you're kicked off.
Your NIL is gone.
You're kicked off the team, but then, I mean...
You lose the player.
Right, you lose the player.
But that's fine.
But then you wind up the player. There's going to be, let's be real.
There's going to be plenty of players lining up to get him.
Correct.
I don't doubt that, but you would then fix it. If you said, listen, if you are caught going, forget that, 20 miles above the speed limit, right? 10 miles is fine. If you're caught going 20 miles above the speed limit, you will lose all your NIL money. And, of course, then you'll lose that player instantly, right? That's fine. But don't you think that would then, and two people lose all their NIL money, don't you think that would then send the message? Or you think it's basically impossible to stop?
I think it would certainly help. Like, does it solve the problem? I don't know, because it seems like one of the through lines that we're seeing today, particularly in young males this age.
Right, fast cars, right. No,
just like
driving.
A complete disregard of the law. Like, they don't care.
Today we have Alabama, Florida, Mississippi State, and Texas on the docket.
Kalen DeBoer speaking currently.
Okay, more pressure on Kalen DeBoer or Billy Napier? Just to take two.
I'm going to say Napier because in the end, DeBoer is still year one. Now, the honeymoon will end quickly, and
I was reading The Athletic. There's very little honeymoon anymore. Like, look what happened. Ed Orgeron, that coaches one of the great teams in college football history, 2 years later, he's gone, right?
A year and a half, I think.
What did Dan Mullen do at Florida? Like, he got to New Year's Day Bowls.
He got to
two or three of his first Sundays.
He got to the SEC title game, and then...
We know the Mississippi State, you know, bagged a guy after a year.
Like, yeah, I mean, Arnett didn't get a year. I commend them, though. Because
no, I understand that. You got to recognize the mistake when there is a mistake. I think, he's recruiting now. I think he's got the number two recruiting class in the country right now. He's recruiting at a high level. He's doing the right things.
Yeah, so Dan Mullen went 8-4 in the COVID, whatever, 8-3. They lost the bowl game.
What bowl game?
They were in the Cotton Bowl. They went to the SEC title game, lost in a pretty competitive game to Alabama.
That's a good year.
And then the next
year, go to the SEC title game, go to the Cotton Bowl. That's a successful year.
Correct. And that was an all SEC schedule. And then the next year, he was 5-6, and they'd fired him.
Okay, what was it before the Cotton Bowl year?
11-2, 10-3.
And where'd they go there?
Peach and Orange Bowls.
So he goes to the Peach Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, three straight New Year's bowls, and then he has a bad year, and then they fire him.
Yes.
I mean.
No, I've always said Florida somehow, like when we talk about like Herbert gets a pass, Florida gets a pass in the crazy fan department. Like they really do.
So I think, let's just assume they don't make the playoff this year.
All right.
How bad is it?
Are we saying Bama doesn't?
Bama doesn't. How bad is it for Bama right away? I mean, we're giving him grace in that he doesn't have to win the national championship this year. But he does have to make the playoff. I don't mean make the playoff or be fired. But if he doesn't make the playoff, it'll be instant. Did we make a mistake? Instant.
Okay, I want to make sure. All right, so he's got Georgia at Tennessee. He gets Missouri at home, at LSU, at Oklahoma, Auburn. I mean, I can see a world where he misses the playoff, and it's not like DEFCON 5.
I don't think it has to be DEFCON 5.
But I think the standard is he's going to be expected to make the playoff either this season or next season, one or the other.
If he misses this year, he's got to make it next year or he will be fired.
I mean,
if he misses the playoff 2 years in a row, he will be fired.
Yes.
And if he misses it this year, there will be deep concern. I don't know where DEFCON 5 is compared to deep concern.
Yeah.
There will be deep concern that we, quote unquote, have the wrong guy. Whereas Napier's really in a position that he could probably be fired after this year.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of pressure. He's.
I mean, the problem with Napier is their schedule's so difficult that, like, I don't really know, like, what the path to survival is. Like, I guess maybe 8-4. If they go 8-4, you can feel. Because, like, if he's 8-4 against that schedule, like, that's a good football team. But, I mean, is that really going to be the standard?
When it comes to Texas, yes or no, they'll make the playoff?
I'm saying yes.
I think most are saying yes.
Yes.
Right? Most are saying the teams that will make it are Georgia, right? Clearly.
Yes.
Clearly make it. And then after that, Alabama?
No, I think after that it's Texas.
Texas.
Yes.
Texas and Alabama, though. But wouldn't they both be included as likely?
I want to say Alabama actually likely. Texas the third best odds are
one of the interesting things is that Texas, we're giving them the benefit of the doubt based on one good year.
Yeah, really, we're giving them the benefit of the doubt. It's like when you look at their roster.
That's true.
I mean, that's the biggest part of it. But I believe the best odds are Georgia. I think the second best are
Texas,
and I think Ole Miss is 3, which is still banana land to me.
And then finally, again, we got John Martin coming up next, then Chris Harrington, then Sam Hardiman. A couple of other notes. One is, did you know that right now the Memphis Showboats, they probably already made their pick.
I didn't know we had a draft going
today.
On. I didn't know.
What do you mean you didn't know we had a draft going today?
I had no idea.
Showboats had the first pick starting at 9 o'clock. This is on
problem solved.
Players who were not drafted in the NFL draft this year. Now, there can still be free agents, right? Like, with whatever. So, but players who were not drafted by an NFL team, and so the Showboats, I'm just going to assume, have already made their pick. And then secondly, we've got Brandon Ayuk requesting to be dealt.
Okay. I thought he already did that.
No. I don't think he requested to be dealt.
I thought
He's
we had
just
that.
Been.
I thought he demanded a trade.
I don't think
he
formally requested yet.
I mean, to me, the thing is, it's like, that's all well and good, and it's like a splashy.
They're not going to trade him.
Exactly.
He's making, but what they could do is, he's making 14.1 this year, okay? He's been offered reportedly $26 million. He can be fined $40,000 a day if he holds out, which I expect that he will, but that can be forgiven, right, under the collective bargaining agreement. $829,000 a game. And then next year, by the way, they could franchise him. Like, they have him this year under contract, and then they can still franchise him the next year for about $22 million, which is still less than they've offered him.
Right.
Even much less what that he wants. So they have all the leverage on their side, and he needs to have a good year if he wants to be a free agent. Anyway, they could sweeten the pot. They could say, we'll pay you $17 million this year if you come in, just so you don't have him holding out, so you don't have him creating a distraction, right?
But sure.
But they're not trading him. They're in it to win the Super Bowl. They got to end the Kyle Shanahan, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and he can demand the trade all he wants, but, like, fine.
Yeah.
T. Higgins did it, too. Jeff, I have the update for your Showboats draft.
Yeah.
The first pick that the Showboats...
play the little music.
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing here?
I know, this is...
I'm gonna give your effort a C on this draft, man.
With the first pick of the USFL draft, the Memphis Showboats select quarterback Jason Bean, Kansas. He was the backup quarterback, but he did play a lot.
What's your scouting report? Okay, go ahead.
The Memphis Showboats select running back Blake Watson, Memphis.
Is that true?
Yes.
How'd they get the second pick, too?
It says with their second.
Oh, with their second.
Oh, no, they got the first and second pick of the draft.
Wow, they're loading up. Blake Watson is a Showboat. How about that?
Wow. So Jason Bean was the backup quarterback.
We're going to presume that Blake Watson, of course, hope that he makes it in the NFL.
Correct. I mean, I get, like,
but if not, he'll be playing for your Memphis Showboats.
I think he'll be playing for the Showboats.
How about that? He'll be playing for the Showboats. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to John Martin. Before then, I will tell you, if you have anything that needs to be framed, let's say an Arrowhead collection, and you happen to live in Jonesboro, and you've heard me talking about this actually happened, as I've said, and I never imagined. When I've told you about all the things that the Frame Corner can frame, I never imagined that someone... grandfather would have an Arrowhead collection. But that's the kind of thing we want to preserve this. We want to display this. We want to honor this memory and this person. And that's what you're doing when you're framing memorabilia or old photos or whatever it is. You're honoring a memory and you're honoring the people who are involved. But anyway, they brought them over. They were absolutely thrilled. And you can have that experience, too. It's Frame Corner Memphis, framecornermemphis.com. They're located at 5035 Park Avenue. John Martin coming up next. I'm going to have him grade things. If you want him to grade anything you want, just tweet me, and I'll have him grade that thing, too. John thinks he's such a great grader. We'll talk to him about that and more. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Memphis Summer Hoops on 92.9 FM ESPN is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Mom, it's school shopping time.
On it. Ooh, Target has select supplies like crayons and glue sticks for 25 cents, plus markers for 50 cents.
Next, my new Rockstar vibe means new clothes.
Ooh, totally. These graphic tees are $6 and made to last.
And a strawberry lunch bag to match my sweet personality.
Got it. And it's only $5. Let's get your favorite Good & Gather snacks. They're now at a new lower price.
Best team ever.
When it comes to low prices, Target has your back to school.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/TC17+. Ends September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
These days, everything in Memphis costs more. But somehow, Verizon costs less. As low as $50 for a single line when you switch. So while coffee is definitely costing more, Verizon costs less. And dinner in Overton Square for two has gotten pricey. Verizon, less pricey. Rent in Midtown, that's not coming down anytime soon. But Verizon, down. Just $50 a line. Limited edition sneakers, through the roof. Verizon prices, through the floor. That designer golden doodle, so much more. A single line on Verizon, a fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same good old tried and true service now costs you less. Point is, in a world that is always costing more, you can get more for less right now at a Memphis Verizon store. $180 BYOD and $360 local promo credit supplied over 36 months for new customers with one line and your own 4G or 5G phone on unlimited welcome plan required. Additional terms apply. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds.
Listen, we all love sports. That's why we're here. We love them so much, we never want them to stop. But before football cranks up, there are fewer and fewer games. FanDuel, however, lets you keep the sports going whenever you want. All you have to do is open that app up and dream up bets anytime you're in the mood. And this summer, FanDuel is hooking up all customers. That's not just new customers. That's all customers with a boost or a bonus daily. That's right. There's something for everyone every day, all summer long. It's over at FanDuel. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, and start making the most of your summer. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expirations. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
One of the key things that separates Genesis Diamonds from other jewelry stores is nobody's paid on commission. Vice President Ina Avraham says Genesis Diamond experts are never incentivized to get you to spend more or afford to buy something that's not in your budget.
Doesn't matter how much you spend. If you spend $500 or $50,000, their main focus is finding the perfect engagement ring or piece of jewelry with no pressure or sales tactics.
So when you walk into Genesis Diamonds, you can relax, take your time, get the education you deserve, and make a decision that's best for you, not the salesperson.
They can trust us. It's a huge, huge difference when you know that that person is just going to focus on what I want, what I am looking for, not what they want to sell.
No pressure, no risk, no pricing games, no nonsense. At Genesis, it's about making you happy.
It's for life. It's a customer for life. It's a relationship for life.
Genesis Diamonds and Luxury Pre-Owned Rolexes at Poplar and Perkins Extended.
I am Ina Abraham, and my accent is always on value.
The Black Crowes Happiness Bastards Tour rolls on. Celebrating their first new music in 15 years. And all the hits. October 15th, Bank Plus Amphitheater. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss The Black Crowes, produced by Live Nation.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As school messes return, rest easy. Clorox has got your back to school.
Oh, no.
I'm back. That messy science experiment. And I brought baking soda, cornstarch.
And you're due tomorrow, right? Well, at least I stocked up on Clorox disinfecting wipes. Because you're not messing up my kitchen counters like last time.
Ooh, smart. Got any food coloring?
And off to the store we go.
Stock up on Clorox disinfecting wipes that clean three times better than wet paper towels on kitchen grease and soap scum. Use as directed.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every Edie dunk and all the touchdown talk from 92.9 FM ESPN on the free Odyssey app. Your gateway to Tigers and Grizzlies action. Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
She nursed him there.
Over at O'Call, the summer sale is absolutely underway, in full swing. So get on in there. Savings up to, I was looking, 30%, 50%, up to 70% on spring and summer merchandise through the store. There's no better time. I mean, let's be honest. Clothes are stunning. People are the secret sauce. Place makes me happy just to walk in there. But then you add the best savings of the year on top of that. This is the moment, ladies and gentlemen, to get in there for the best savings of the year. The summer sale is absolutely in full swing over at O'Call. Get in and see your friends sometime soon. I'll give them an A+. John Martin joins us now. Jason and John every single day from 11 to 2. And John, it turns out, thinks he is such an authority that he can just be grading things like the Memphis Tiger basketball offseason. He's grading them. Rob Dossiter's grading them. And so I thought, John, in the spirit of since you're such an expert grader, I thought I was going to get you to grade some things, okay? We'll get to the Tiger basketball season here in a minute.
Sure.
Let's grade your show lately. What do you think? What, by the way, first, what's the standard? Is a C good or is a C kind of poor, just showing up?
C is just passing. C is just passing.
Okay. A B is solid, right?
Yeah, B is solid and A is very good.
All right. So, great grade. Tell me, grade your show.
I'd say it's a C.
Oh, John. Really? What? Really? Just yeah. Just a C?
Yeah, it's whatever. You know, you just try to hold on to the summer and get to the real sports.
All right. Grade the job that the Secret Service did the other day.
I'd have to give them a D.
F. Don't you think an F? They utterly failed. The guy was hit with a bullet. It went whizzing by and hit him in the ear. If God hadn't intervened, it would have killed him.
No, they did neutralize the guy like almost immediately, though.
You know what that's like?
Yeah, after
that. I know what that's like. That's like you failed the test, and your teacher says, "Here, you can make it up and try again, and I'll give you half." What is Jeff Jeffrey wants to weigh in?
I was thinking, you know, what it really sounds like.
What?
You know, maybe I've been playing too many guys, and I finally cut down my rotation, and it starts to work.
That's good. So maybe
I fixed the problem I created.
Maybe it's like that. Yeah, no, I'm not giving them.
I said D as in DEI. I'm just kidding. Right. I'm just kidding.
All right.
Everybody calm down.
Grade the chicken tenders at Brookhaven.
Been a minute, but I mean, you know, unless they've changed anything, that's an A.
It's been a minute?
Sure.
That's not. I thought that was a go-to for you.
Well, I mean, I don't get out like that, bro.
Grade pool ownership for me.
F. F. F.
Wait, you're breaking up, John. Grade the telephone connection.
Yeah,
here.
Well, he was crystal clear.
You were crystal clear, John. We're going to call you back. We're going to have John. And if you want him to grade anything, we're going to get him to see why he gave the Memphis Tiger basketball team a C here in a moment. But he was crystal clear, and he is no longer crystal clear. And so Jeffrey is endeavoring to get him back. I honestly think that a C for Penny this summer, for that summer, is probably fair. John?
Hello.
Pool ownership.
F. My house, F. My connection to my house, F. I want to get the F out of here. interest rates, F. You know, me, F'd. So, it's just, here's the problem. I hate having a pool. I hate how I can't talk on the phone in certain parts of my house. I hate the fact that I if I want to move out of this house and maintain the mortgage that I have, I'm going to have to...
You're stuck.
Buy a lot less house, which I feel is just such a stupid thing to do. So I just have to deal with it. I mean, I have to sit here and hug my 3% at night, you know?
Grade your present state of physical condition.
F. Complete F. Fat as hell. But I'm on it. I'm on it.
What are you doing?
Well, so I'm giving up drinking. I'm giving up drinking for 50 days. Was started yesterday.
Really?
Yep.
How'd day one go?
I'm tracking.
You know what?
I'm tracking my calories.
It's you and what's her name simultaneously.
Who's that?
Come on, man. What's her name? Jeffrey, what is her name?
Ingrid Andress. Singer.
The singer.
You and Ingrid Andress both giving up drinking simultaneously. Day one was fine.
It's not like I don't have a drinking problem. I would say at all. It's just like if I know that I'm not doing it, it contributes to a more, I think, holistic health, you know, mind state. And so, you know, I've done it before. I've definitely done it before where I've gone, you know, a month, 2 months without drinking. And
let me ask you this. When you are drinking.
Ingrid Andress.
Yeah, when you are drinking, how many days a week do you drink?
I don't know. Probably three.
So it's, you don't drink four. Every day?
Oh, certainly not. No, certainly not.
So you've given up. You're going to give up drinking, and what else are you doing? But that's it.
I'm a cow.
John, this is a disaster.
Whatever room you were just in,
you moving? Are you moving? Or are you in one place?
No, I'm in the same place. I mean, I'm in the same room. Is this better?
It's better now. Yeah, it's better now. Whatever you did.
So, no, I'm I'm just tracking calories. I'm just making sure that, you know, I stay under.
Do you add up calories? You count calories?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, because, you know, here's the thing. You don't even realize, just like, especially when I've noticed this more so when I've got kids, like, you just pick at stuff, right? You just pick it. Like, they got this, they got that. You just pick at stuff. And it just adds up. You know, that might be an extra 500 to 600 calories a day.
That is 100% true. Being a parent is totally hell you don't have time to. I mean, honestly, the best weight loss thing I've ever done is have my kids move out, right, and go to college, because then you have more time, and then you just don't have pizza and chicken nuggets around all the time. You know, now I don't have to have anything in my house to eat that actually tastes good.
Whereas
when I had kids, you do. And
cookies
so,
and you know,
all this
stuff.
Crap. So, you go to gatherings and there's stuff there. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was super thin in 2022. I sort of made a very similar commitment to the one I'm making now. And that was after I had kids, you know, so I know I can do it. I'm a little older now than I was in 2022. So it's going to take a little bit more. I don't think I was tracking calories, for example, back in 2022. I don't think I was giving up drinking back. I know I'm going to have to do a little bit more.
Are you going to work and exercise? When you talk about synergy, I think as much as anything else, the exercise does the same thing. It creates this, why am I going to do all this other bad stuff if I'm already it creates a synergy. I think some exercise is important,
yeah.
John.
No, I mean, I'll definitely exercise, but I also, like, I understand that exercise is very secondary in the entire thing. Like, you know, if I eat 1,600 calories a day,
no. As Tony, Sergeant Tony from our boot camp that you went to once and nearly died, as he said, you can't out-exercise the fork. And that is
That's
true.
Right.
You cannot
That's
out-exercise
right.
the fork. But they can work together.
I definitely, like, you know, it's more of a commitment. I know I need to, because also, I actually talked to Jeffrey about this yesterday. Like, I have to be on camera, you know, for a lot of stuff I'm doing, like betting stuff, right. You know, and I'm just not happy with the way I look right now. So I'm just like, you know what? Like, let's change that. And, you know, in 2 months, I'll be a new man. I'll be a lighter man.
All right. Moving on to the subject of the day. You gave them the University of Memphis basketball team, a C for its summer. Rob Dossiter gave a D for the summer. What did you think of your grade? What do you think of his grade? I obviously thought your grade was the correct grade, or you wouldn't have given it to him. Can you make any argument? What's the best argument for a B?
Well, first of all, I need you to refer to me as my true identity on this show.
As what?
The rest of the segment.
As
my true identity.
Which is what?
Harold Greater. All right?
Why?
I'm Harold Greater. Because I'm the greater, man. I'm the greater.
Okay.
I'm grading everything.
Oh, the greater.
Harold
Greater. He said heralded greater.
No, he's the heralded greater. Okay, G-R-A-D-E-R. Okay, that's good. I like that. All right.
But like Harold, you get it? Like,
yeah,
my man,
I got
Harold
it.
Greater.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. I understand. Yeah, that's Harold Greater. Yeah, I got it. Okay, so you're the greater. Why did you settle on the C?
Well, because I have a lot of questions about the additions. As I explained to somebody, a busy off season does not equal a good off season. Yes, Penny added some good players. Like, I think Tyrese Hunter is going to be a very good player. I think Dane Danger has lost some weight. I'm inspired by that. So he's in a little bit better position physically to stay on the floor. He's going to have to. Like, he's different. It's interesting. You're coming from being a backup in the Big Ten, right? So now you're going to be a starter and play starter minutes. A little different for him in terms of his workload. So I think there are certain players that seem good individually, and there are certain players who I think, like, Memphis is banking on being great that I am just a little less sure of. And we've talked about it before with PJ Haggerty. Now, I talked to somebody last night who said that, you know, he's shooting the ball better than they expected here in Memphis, and that they think last year was mostly a wrist injury issue. And if that's true and his numbers will go up, then Memphis can have a good season. But it's just one of those things where, like, I kind of have to see it to believe it. You know, this is not the number one, number two, number three recruiting class.
Why couldn't Danger, Haggerty, and Hunter be what we wanted Jordan Brown, David Jones, and Quinterly to be last year?
Um,
plus with better depth around him, plus with Moussa Cisse there to, you know, contribute. And
well, you're not going to make
Jordan back. And what? Go ahead.
Can you? I just want to make sure you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm gonna have to like a listen check every 5 minutes. But yes, I think the scoring prowess is not as prevalent there. You know, I think you know, Quinterly definitely was a stain by the end of the whole thing, but he at the very least was like a true point guard, and I don't think either of these guys is. And so I think that's why, like, and yeah, can Dane Dangerfield be better? I mean, dude, you can be better than Jordan Brown. It ain't going to take much. But
here's the thing, John. It's interesting. One of the issues with getting you, having you talk about this, is there's a guy who texts me, right? And he thinks just like you're just a pure hater, you know? How do you deal with this accusation that you're just a pure hater? Just that you hate on everything that program does now. I don't think it's true. Like, I don't think it's true. I recall that less than a year ago, you were the guy who was literally calling out AP voters who weren't ranking Memphis and Penny Hardaway's team in the top 25. So I guess people want to think that if you are skeptical about a roster, it must be personal, as opposed to it could be that there's reasons to be skeptical about the roster. I don't know why everyone thinks that skepticism has to be that's people very quickly conflate that. Honestly, they do it in front of them in me too. They say, it must be personal. No, here's the way it's exactly. The truth of the matter is this just could not be more true. Whether it's because as a Memphian, you want Penny and the program to succeed because you know what it means to this community. You who was born and raised here, me who's been here nearly 30 years. But then literally, if you just go practicality, what is in our best interests as people who write about and talk about Memphis basketball? Is it better? Let me ask you this. When Cal was crushing it or when Tubby was crushing all interest in it? And people thought it was personal with me and Cal too. But you know what?
Right.
I love that team winning. Love that team winning. Just for my career, nothing better.
It was great for your career. You got to go down to the Final Four. You got to meet people. You got to do all that stuff.
You'd be on national. Like, you'd be on, you'd be on every national show, everyone, whatever else. The ratings go through the roof. The clicks go through the roof. The subscriptions go through the roof. A rising tide lifts all boats. The idea that anyone would think, that you would think you would want this team to be anything other than, honestly, when I look at the top 25 now, I read about, you know, whatever. I was reading the Athletic's top 25. It makes me sad that Memphis isn't in there. It literally makes me sad.
Yeah.
You see, like, Duke with seven top whatever players. I'm like, couldn't Memphis just have one or two of them like they used to? You know, like, Memphis isn't even mentioned anymore. And that makes me sad and kind of ticked off, honestly. Because it's, like, better for everybody. And then when it's not, everyone gets sour about it. Who wants more sourness? It's awful.
It is. And so how I deal with it is I just sort of understand the human condition. You know, the human condition is we have a tendency to want to rationalize and justify bad things that happen to things we love, right? Like, you know, it's just what we do. We don't want to believe that sort of on its merits, it's something that we don't want to believe that our kids, you know, would ever do anything bad. Oh, they must have been, you know, provoked. They must have been whatever, you know, like that's what you do with things you love. And I think that's kind of what's happening with Memphis basketball. You know, I love Memphis basketball, but I am able to be professionally objective about Memphis basketball because of just my working relationship with it. And I'm able to sort of take, you know, an aerial view and talk about it in a way that, you know, I don't know if people think I'm like, you know, I don't know. People think I'm, because I have maybe talked very positively about it in the past, I think I'm always just supposed to talk positively about it. I don't know. But I'm
definitely
not a hater.
And just like you were in the end wrong last year, they collapsed and you thought they were going to be really good. You could be wrong this year. Like, they could come together and be greater than the sum of their parts.
I really don't think I'm going to be that wrong that often. I mean, you know, I just don't think you're going to get that. I mean, I will be wrong occasionally. but I just don't think I'm going to be wrong every single year about Memphis. I think that's a big ask of you to ask of me. You wrong again about Memphis. No, I mean, look, they could win the AAC. But that doesn't mean that it's an A all of a sudden off season. That's what we're talking about, right?
No, like, I mean, AAC, here's the truth. We've lowered the bar.
Well, Memphis fans have lowered the bar, yes. Memphis fans have lowered the bar. I have not lowered the bar.
I don't even talk about any more second weekend as the bar as a success.
That's true.
And it used to be. And the idea that we would be talking about that you wouldn't expect it in years, is this seven now coming up on?
Well, because you can't.
That they wouldn't have gotten to the second weekend and we wouldn't be demanding that they go to the second weekend.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.